Interestingly, the variation to this tune is known in its own right, which means that the variation in the melody must have sort of separated. And yet, Merch Megan, Megan's daughter's variation, is known as Wyres Megan. Megan.
Subtle pleasures of the Welsh triple harp is just one of the cultural treats awaiting you and your family at the Folklife Festival's Wales Smithsonian Cymru, devoted to the legendary southwest corner of the British Isles. Cymru is the Welsh word for Wales, according to Dr. Daniel Sheehy, acting director of the Smithsonian Centre for Folklife and Cultural Heritage.
Wales, the country of Wales, and it's another opportunity. We had a program on Scotland in the past and Northern Ireland in the past. This is one more opportunity for people to point out how the United Kingdom is actually made of four countries, England being the largest, but there are three other ones in there. And this is the third of those of the three that will be featured as part of the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. And Wales is really an interesting place. And one reason, just give a broad brush sense of what's being featured at the mall here, is that Wales treasures its past. It has beautiful landscape. It has one of the oldest languages in the world by all guesses. And at the same time, it's been on the forefront of technological development since the late 1800s, when the Industrial Revolution came along and they found these coal mines there, and they became very much of an industrialized, forward-looking nation. And today we find them right on the forefront again, looking for ways to promote sustainability in every possible way. They're thinking of cultural sustainability. They're thinking of technological sustainability. They're thinking of green efforts. They're looking for ways to harness old architecture, for example, old building arts, to create insulated buildings, energy light buildings.
And I just keep working and working and working. And then eventually I use a file. Yeah. And then after the file, then I use the paper. There's three different types of paper. And then
not far from the tent where the triple harpist held court, Welsh stone carver Selwyn Jones worked, surrounded by children who were encouraged and allowed to chip away at his stone with a hammer and a chisel.
What kind of stone is this young lady working on here?
This is a limestone that I brought with me from it's from Bath in England.
All the way from Bath?
Yeah, yeah.
And what there's some shapes that are drawn in pencil here. What is this intended to be when it's completed?
This is it's going to be a four-pointed apex stone, which sits on top of the gable of the church or chapel or whatever, and then the cross is usually affixed to the top of that. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing this?
23 years.
Wow. Are you consider yourself particularly good at what you do?
Yeah, I think I am, yeah.
Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.? This is... Is this your first time here?
This is my first visit, and I brought my wife along with me because it's such a wonderful opportunity. And I'd like to thank everybody that we've met so far for making it such a wonderful time. It's, the interest that's been shown by the general public and stuff that they come through has been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
How did you happen to be invited to come and display your work here?
I actually work as a subcontractor for an organization called CADW, which is the Welsh Historic Monument Society. And due to my work that I do back home in restoring churches and stuff, they invited me along to represent them, along with Ray over there who does the carpentry and stuff.
You can find stone carver Selwyn Jones, carpenters, rugby players, storytellers, and yes, triple harpists from Wales in front of the old Smithsonian Castle on the National Mall. At the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.